Your source for Scholastic scores and more Friday nights at 10 with the Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC Friday Night Gladiators. From Fork Union Military Academy, North Texas Tollway Authority, Spring Creek Barbecue, and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:15. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. We are out today at Singular Wireless in far north Dallas at Summerside and Preston is where you'll find us today. If you'd like to come out and join us, we are going to have some stuff out here to give away to you, such as tickets to the International Motorcycle Show. November 19th through the 21st, we have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks for you to look at. Ticket basketball goals as well.
Really?
Is that right?
Where's that at? I haven't seen a ticket basketball goal. Okay.
Is that right? I mean, did I get that right?
Yeah, I guess okay. So.
All right.
We got them.
Yeah, we got them. So come on out here and see if you can't score a couple of those. That's what's going on out here at Singular Wireless in far north Dallas. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Texas Stampede, Friday through Sunday at the AAC.
It's a rodeo.
A big rodeo.
Big rodeo.
As we learned from the fine work of Ed Nocky in the morning news today.
He had a nice one. Nice article on Jim Shoulders, too.
Willie Nelson at Billy Bob's Friday and Saturday. Wow.
Willie's so big in Cowtown that he's got to play two nights.
And, of course, the Cowboys and the dreaded and feared at Texas Stadium Monday night. Wherever you want to be in Texas Stadium, Texas Tickets can get you there. Up high, down low, does not matter. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who has been to a place today. And when he left that place, he came out wondering, real or fake? Here's Cobra.
But that's not a snake.
It looked like a snake.
Bill Maher is being sued by his longtime girlfriend. What do you guys think of Bill Maher? I've been watching his HBO show as of late, and he's very bright. He's very good at hosting that show, but is it really that great a show, and is he that great?
He's too cocky.
I've never thought that guy had anything.
I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's okay.
Now, he's not stupid, but every time I've given him a chance at anything, I just bail out quickly and go, okay, whatever.
Gregor, you like him, don't you?
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, he kind of wears on me a little bit. I used to really like Politically Incorrect because it was the topics of that day. But since he's just got like one show a week, it's
right.
Kind of like that they just hold them all up. I mean, just gather up all the topics and they try to cram them all in.
Kind of like Ticket Sports Saturday.
Yeah, a lot like that. Yeah.
Except Politically Incorrect didn't have the sports credence.
True. Well, he's being...
Cram it in right quick.
Oh, Greg. He's being sued for $9 million from his ex because she says that Bill promised her marriage and a house after she quit her job to be his full-time girlfriend. She also accuses him of threatening and abusive behavior as a relationship soured. She says that she had a job with Delta Airlines,
mm-hmm.
and that he persuaded her to quit mm-hmm. and come move out and just live with him,
mm-hmm.
and that he also promised her mm-hmm. a Beverly Hills home.
Did she get this in writing?
No.
Too bad.
Right. Too bad.
Did he make her quit her job?
No, he didn't. And she wants $9 million because you know what he did? He got tired of it and said, I'm done with you. Or maybe she got tired of him and said, I'm done with you.
Bitch.
Either way,
Mike,
she deserves zero. If you don't have the foresight to realize that these guys in Hollywood are going to run over you, run right through you, throw you in the ditch, and they're done with you, then you're a moron and you quit your job. And by the way, so she can't get her job? She can't get a stewardess job now? Find that very hard to believe. She just wants She lived that lifestyle for X amount of time and now can't imagine living without it. Well, you know what?
Rubbing whore.
Too bad.
The thing is, she's asking for nine.
He'll settle for three.
He'll settle for three or four. And she walks away with that.
She says that he promised her Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's old house.
He probably did. I mean, I believe her on that.
Yeah, guys will say anything to get some.
She is also throwing in the lawsuit. Part of the $9 million falls under the heading of unreimbursed costs of clothing and makeup. What kind of judge would even take this?
Clown makeup? Now the ticket, we have the market cornered on that.
Yeah.
According to her claim, Marr made insulting, humiliating, and degrading racial comments about her. She's a black woman. And physically threatened and abused her.
She's a sister?
Yes.
Really?
Bill Maher does the sister thing?
That changes everything.
Wow, that does.
I hope she wins.
Why?
Because I like black people.
Well, I like them too, but a crazy lawsuit is a crazy lawsuit, Danny. Let's not make this a racial claim. She says Maher once pulled her arm and shook her, causing injuries to her back and neck. And by the way, this is a long time ago. And she's just now filing this. This was like...
How long ago?
Well, it was in last year. And so...
You know, if he shook her then and hurt her back, why didn't we hear about it then?
Right.
Why all of a sudden, when you're looking for money, is that a problem? And by the way, Bill Maher is about 5'6 and weighs about 150 pounds.
Right.
He is a tiny, tiny man.
And is uglier than a mud fence.
And has a Harry Carey lip.
And
he does.
Is knocking out all kinds of playmates.
Isn't he Hugh Hefner's little buddy?
He's the latter-day James Caan.
Okay, so this girl knows this. I'm sure she's been to the Playboy Mansion many a time. Maybe practiced a theory of inclusion with Bill Maher a few times.
What's that?
Where you just throw someone else in the relationship or in the bed.
So,
Right. See 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's the theory of inclusion.
So,
primetime TV?
I'm tired of being mad today. I'm like building up some sort of heart problem because these stories are really pissing me off.
It's not affecting you.
I'm a happy guy. You know, I don't care about things.
I mean, you've got the DVD of Private Ryan. You can watch that anytime. You don't need ABC showing it, so we've solved that problem.
I'm not a guy that gets mad.
Bill Maher, you don't even like this guy.
No, I don't.
So you probably...
I'm taking up for him.
So you probably wish...
Hang on, let me do the snake dance. Start it over. All right.
And you probably wish this piece of ass gets some money from it.
You got to see this. From side to side.
Is he doing a widespread dance?
No, he's doing the snake dance. Do you feel better?
Yeah.
I think there was some widespread incorporated in there.
He did move his head from side to side.
Hey, are there issues at home that you're bringing to work with you? Is that what this is?
No, my home life is wonderful right now for a change.
Why are you shaking your head no?
This story doesn't involve a woman trying to stick it to a man.
No. My wife would really have a ton of cash and stuff to fight over and my little box that I live in.
That's not necessarily to do with money, you know.
This is all about money.
All right.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No more dueling, yeah, Chris.
Mm-hmm. How'd that mayonnaise work out for you, Colby? Mm-hmm.
It seems that Britney Spears is preggers.
All right.
At 22, her husband Kevin Federline has officially knocked her up. She wants to start a family at 22, of course. And,
You know what? Somebody like her, she doesn't need to be out of the spotlight, and she doesn't need to go away and raise a kid.
Grego, she's worth $150 million.
Well, then maybe she can.
The second that sperm hit that egg, her significance disappeared.
Yep.
She'll
be out of the spotlight, and people will be over it.
She was significant for about a year. That's really about it. When she was about 18. Now that she's 22.
She made that much money. Huh?
Right. She made hundreds of millions.
She's not like Madonna, who can somehow transcend just about anything
and
remain significant.
You know, I feel like she's really irrelevant, too, but every time I go to the grocery store, Her face is on at least the cover of three periodicals. The Star, The Woman Report, Us, People. She's flashed across everything.
And it will be for probably 5 or 6 years, I bet.
That's what happens when a celebrity's on their way out. They end up on the tabloids.
If you're really good looking, especially, I mean, you know, Roseanne's not on there every week.
They like watching the decline.
Yeah, they do.
And reporting on it.
As do I.
Mm-hmm.
I thrive off the decline. What is that?
Snake!
One more time.
Snake!
Liza Minnelli.
Sounds like the dude on the Will McCoy's, Walter Brennan.
Oh, wait, let me get to the story I teased before we're running out of time here.